Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has within our ibadat, our worship, He has given us such a nur, a light. And it is such an amal, it is such an azeem action, a azeem worship, a great worship and a great practice and worship, that through that amal, through that practice, insan, the human being, can realize his status, his rank, that how close is he to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and what is his rutbah, what is his status and level close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, how much nearness has he got to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and how pleased is Allah with him, or how displeased with him is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that is such a measurement tool or gauge that within the dunya an individual can realize through this, that how pious is he or how pious is she, to this extent that the amal that we do, the actions that we implement for Allah Ta'ala's nearness, we can realize, are they genuine or are they not genuine? Or the actions that I'm doing, are they giving a good positive result or are they giving a negative result? So the individual can also analyze the actions that he's implementing through this measurement gauge. Rather, we can understand that this is the center point, the markaz, the focal point of our amal, of our deeds. This measurement gauge and this ibadah, this worship is salah. Salah. Now salah, namaz, prayer, is such an action that Allah Ta'ala has given to us, that always, continuously, it allows a person to measure his position, his situation, his status. He can analyze and look at his status, that how am I with relation to my hereafter? How am I with relation to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? How am I with relation to Allah's qurb? Salah will tell me. How much love do I have for Allah? Salah will tell me. How much does Allah Ta'ala love me? Salah will tell me. And what will be my level in the akhirah? Salah will tell me. In other words, this is such an action that the individual, the human being, can totally reflect, analyze, and measure his situation due to this ibadah, salah. This is not some minor practice. This practice, this deed, salah has a great, great rank. Hazrat Abdullah bin Amr ibn al-As radiyallahu anhu narrates a hadith, and he states that the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam stated about salah, about prayer, that the person, the individual who is regular in his salah, who is steadfast in his salah, the person who is regular and steadfast, the steadfastness is for that person on the day of judgment. This steadfastness on salah will become nur for that person on the day of judgment. It will be the proof for his iman and it will be the luggage for his salvation. Subhanallah. What a great statement. What a great statement. The individual who is regular, steadfast, the woman, man or woman, brother or sister, brother, who are regular in their salah, look at the status that the person will get. Remember this. Now, without salah, a person claims to be pious, or claims to be close to Allah, or claims to have success in the hereafter. Rather, a person claims to have iman. No, these all will be weak. The links will be weak. To analyze somebody, to assess somebody, the biggest measurement gauge is how correct is this person's salah. Straightforward. That's it. Salah will tell us the answers to the questions. So what a beautiful point that lies within this hadith, that if a person is regular and steadfast in salah, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam stated that on the day of judgment there will be nur for that person, light. What guidance? There will be a light on the day of judgment. There will be adab. We know this, the punishment. And the punishments of the Day of Judgment, the worst punishment of the Day of Judgment is the darkness. The darkness. It will be extreme darkness. So just imagine this, that such a place with extreme darkness that nothing can be seen. And the temperature, you cannot imagine. It's beyond the limits. It will be so hot and so dark. There will be no light. on the Day of Judgment. And in that situation, in that environment, people will be present. And in the world here, if we imagine that we're in a certain locality and it's extreme, what's the worst case now? We'll pass away. But how many years will we stay in this state on the Day of Judgment, in the extreme darkness, hot, hot, hot temperature, and the question of death will never come around. And with consciousness, with understanding and awareness, we will be living like this. Now tell me, what a big test. What a day. Severity. And in that situation, now today we are neglectful in our salah, we are not regular in our salah. If a person becomes regular in salah, Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has stated that salah will become nur and light for him on the Day of Judgment. And that day, as I've just described, we cannot even sketch it out in our minds, the person who's regular in salah. And the second piece of good news, first he will have light on the Day of Judgment. And secondly, this will be proof for his iman. Imagine that in that maqam, when there will be a person, and for him, iman will be measured, and just being steadfast in salah will be enough to say that this is the certificate of his iman. The biggest certificate, the deed that will give the certificate of iman on that day, the biggest proof to lay claim to iman, no other amal will prove it, but rather will say, is this person called iman? Then they will look at the salah, the prayer. If there's regularity in salah, then there will be proof for that person's iman. If there's no regularity in salah, then there will be no proof for the iman. So this is not some minor claim, is it? Proof. And the third result of salah is salvation. Mine and yours, salvation. The luggage for the salvation. The word used here is luggage. The goods for the salvation will be salah. The goods. On every position, salvation, wherever it is in the hereafter, will come out from which thing? Which point? Salah. Prayer. So every maqam, every station, every position, salah will be looked at to give the forgiveness. After salah will come the other action. Salah will come first. Prayer will come first. So in the world we can see then, brothers, therefore, that how will I be treated in the hereafter? What will be my position? We see it here. There's no deception. There's no delusion. There's no confusion. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, easily that I can learn, you can learn, you can realize that tomorrow, what will be our hashr? Look at your salah. That's it. No other thing to look at the moment. Nothing else to discuss. Am I regular? Regularity, steadfast in salah is the word here. That how steadfast am I in salah? How do I pray my salah? So, regularity, steadfastness in salah, establishment of salah, gives these three results. So collectively we can say that the total success of the hereafter Day of Judgment lies is based on what? Salah. If you say, I do dhikr, I give sadaqah, charity, I do other actions, I do voluntary actions, I do nawafil, I do tazkiyah, I've got good akhlaq, fine. But all of these things are a river and they go and flow out into what? The sea. And the sea is what? The ocean of salah. Aha. So if you want to see that I do a lot of dhikr, I spend my night in remembrance. Your dhikr is accepted or not accepted. How will you realize if it is accepted or not? Salah will tell us. Straightforward, easy formula. Equation. There's no other equation. There is no other equation. That dhikr, you're a dhakir, your qalb is mashallah, momentum. You've got crying tears, you're waking up in the night, you're doing all the ibadah. Fine. And where do you realize if this has been accepted and successful? Salah. Salah. Salah will tell us this. Regularity in salah. Tahajjud, you get up for tahajjud, you're doing nawafil actions, voluntary actions. How will we realize the success of these actions? Salah. So all of the actions, emotions, conditions, you can't realize if somebody is a wali, or a friend of Allah, or successful, or good person, or beloved to Allah. Doesn't matter how, look at this deception that the people fall into, the traps, the ditch, to understand, to think, consider yourself as good, or others as good, to think you're good and pious, or others are pious. For all of these situations, how do we realize the haq, the truth? Salah. And in reality, tazkiyah, rectification, and cleaning and purifying the heart and the darajat, all of these are for one reason, that our salah should become good. Our salah should become good. Why? Because all of the doors of ma'rifah, then all of the doors of thereafter, all of the doors for the qurb, for the ma'rifah of Allah, the nearness of Allah, where do they all open from? From salah. They start from salah. Every action of salah, subhanallah, it can take a person to the height. To the heights. And here the word used, the key word here is steadfast, regularity in salah. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, the person who is regular in his salah, he will be successful in thereafter. If you're regular in salah, then you'll know that alhamdulillah, the three things have been mentioned about the day of judgment, and I can see that my amal are now being formed. Not completed, but formed due to salah. Understood? Okay, so don't sit down and be proud. I do this action and I do this as well, and I remember Allah a lot, and I do tazkiyah of my nafs, and I'm bayah here, and I've got a teacher here. Alhamdulillah, these are very good things, these are the paths. But where will they finish? Where will they finish? Salah. And there the journey will begin. So, now, how does this elevate my salah? What are the feelings in my salah? What's the difference in my salah? What's the improvement in salah? And there are other people who think that, oh, I'm doing dhikr and salah, it's okay, leave it, pray at home, it's okay. Pray at home. I'm a dhakir. I remember Allah. I don't need to go to the masjid. I can just pray salah here, do adhan here, and pray salah here. Ajib. I do dhikr. I'm a wali. I'm a ashik of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and I do amal on the sunnah. No one can trust and lay claim to anything. This is all deception. Until and unless, if my salah is not correct, then everything else is a waste. All of my efforts, my struggling, my striving is for what reason? So I can correct my salah. So I can correct my salah. And all the amal will be weighed in parallel for the sake of that salah action. So regularity in salah, steadfastness in salah, these three rewards Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has mentioned us. And the person who isn't regular in salah, then listen to the hadith. The people who are not regular, who have not established salah, who don't pray, what will be their conclusion? Consequences. Listen to the hadith. Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam stated that person, his treatment, his punishment on the Day of Judgment will not be common. It will not be a common punishment. It's a big crime. Like on the night of Mi'raj, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was shown different actions and crimes and the punishments. The worst punishments, the crimes that we people commit. But salah, the prayer, for not praying salah, there's a unique and separate punishment for not praying salah, for not establishing salah. There's a very severe punishment on the Day of Judgment that will be given to those who didn't pray salah, who didn't establish salah. The punishment that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam stated was that his hashr, his treatment will not be common, will not be normal. He'll have a special punishment. Special treatment. Imagine now how important is prayer. And today, look at the hal of salah in our ummah, in the nation. Let's look in our homes. What is the hal of our salahs, of our prayer? Most definitely, if we look in our homes, then we don't trust these words of the Prophet ﷺ. Otherwise, who would desire that their son or their daughter is punished? Who will desire that their wife is punished on Qiyamah? Who desires that we all are punished on the Day of Judgment? We would cry. We should cry and be telling ourselves this. Who is there? Allah, what's going on? What shall I do? There's no salah. This will happen. This is reality. What will be the hashab? What will be the punishment? Just for non-establishment of salah. Non-regularity in salah. Now that person will not be punished with the normal people. Rather, he will be punished with the four high-class bandits. The high-class criminals in the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The biggest criminals, they were the biggest gangsters whose names were mentioned. Allah ta'ala said there were four. Qarun, Fir'aun, Haman, and Ubay ibn Khalf. These four individuals, the worst of the individuals in the times of the prophets. A person who has iman. Imagine this point here, brothers. Imagine this, my friends. Oh, it's okay, I don't pray. What difference does it make? Oh, I can't pray at work. I'll pray afterwards. Does it matter if I don't pray salah? At least I do dhikr. I remember Allah. I go to Hazrat Sheikh's majlis. Look, I'm bayah. I've done bath. I'm a Naqshbandi. My Sheikh is very high rank, and I'll be forgiven. Alhamdulillah, if your Sheikh is high in rank, then why haven't you gone high in rank? Where are you? Why do you disrespect your silsila and your chain of the teachers? You are not a murid in reality. If a person wants to be a murid, he is a murid for this reason, that he has to correct his salah. Is it not? That my children should be correct. But he's a thief. He's a thief, and shaitan, he's there to publicize shaitan's way. That this path is the way, do dhikr and don't pray salah. And he's taking other people off the path. Other people say, oh, I need the right path. They say, look at me, oh mad people, I'm today. Do you think I'm on the right path? My children, are they on the right path? Here, we thought that he has got a good sheikh, we'll go to him, run away from here. This man, he's deviating. And he's an advert for negativeness for the day of judgment. The true murid, the true student, is that person who advertises the haqq of the shaykh, of the work of the shaykh, and he does publicity, his salah is correct, he is correcting individuals, and he creates the love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is called a murid. That's when, for example, you go to a doctor and you are a patient, and when you come out, you say, I had cancer, I went to the doctor, he gave me the prescription. So he's publicizing the doctor that I've been cured. And then another person comes out from the surgery, says, oh, he gave me 2 tablets and I got worse in my illness and I had to go to the hospital, an accident emergency. Will any other patient join that doctor's surgery? No. Of course so. So why do we speak rubbish and deceive that we are on the path of the haqq, O servants of Allah? If you can't do the work, then at least come to the right path, at least save other people and come away from it. Then if don't advertise the wrong. So remember, 4 individuals who are criminals, the person who doesn't pray salah, who's not regular in salah, will be punished with those 4 individuals. Where will they be on the day of judgment? Where will they be in Jahannam? Allah Ta'ala, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has described that those 4 criminals, the biggest criminals, the biggest sinners, where will they be in Jahannam? There's not one level of Jahannam, is there? Jahannam has many abodes. There are classes of Jannah, fields in Jannah. How shameful for a person, a believer, a person who does dhikr, and he'll be with them in Jahannam. He reads Quran, he'll be punished with them in Jahannam. The person who goes Darul Uloom, he will be with them in Jahannam. Person who's learning Uloom will be them. The person who gives speeches and lectures will be with them in Jahannam. The person who's got the appearance and form, he'll be with them in Jahannam. Because the decision's been made, it's going to happen. Has it not? Has the decision not been made, the announcement? When will he be saved? When Allah's Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, you have to be regular in the Salah. Straightforward. Straight in the punishment with those people, with those 4 individuals, and we don't know where they're going to be. In the worst place, and they're going to look at a believer and say, you've come in? You used to do dhikr, oh no, 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 what can I do? But there are 4 people. Who's the first? Qarun. What was his speciality, Qarun? Why did he speak against Allah? What did he do? What made him against Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Qarun. Fulus. He was wealthy. Money. Mal. Rich. He had treasure chests, assets, the keys of his treasure. Allah gave him so much wealth that his keys, they were held. So heavy they were, they used to be held. And Allah made him an example of his disobedience for those people. That those people who are in the enjoyment of their wealth, in the keys for their treasure chest, in mal and jewels and riches, and are not regular in the salah, then they will be sent to that group, to that chief of the sinners. Allahu Akbar, Qarun. And today, mal, wealth, money, riches, assets, we think that this is everything for us, and this is success. For that reason, and people, they amass wealth. Ah, and that is their kafil. You know the kafil, the sponsor. He will be their sponsor on the Day of Judgment. That this is that individual who, due to wealth and money, he was not regular in his obedience to Allah. And the person in the world who does that today, without any reason, you know, he didn't have poverty, he didn't have hunger, he didn't have a fear that if I fall hungry or I'll die, so he leaves Salah. He didn't have poverty, he wasn't thirsty, he had money, his treasure chests were full. But he thought, oh, I'm gonna die hungry, oh, what's my status? Oh, there are rich people and I'm not rich enough, what's going to happen tomorrow? Where will I get money from tomorrow? Yes, sir, this is the punishment to the people of wealthy, that their desire and greed never reduces. It keeps on increasing. Rather, the example has been given of the kalb, the dog whose tongue is panting outside his mouth and his stomach is never full. Everything he has to his name. He has so many clothes that even if his children die and they wear the clothes, they will not tear. He has so much money that he will eat that wealth, he will consume and his children will consume, but his tongue is out like the dog's tongue. And he plays with the deen of Islam. He earns haram and consumes haram and eats haram. And he will be with who? Qarun. And where will they be? Allah save us. Allah save us. Where will Qarun be? Who, due to wealth and greed of wealth, he left the salah. And second individual, who will these people who leave salah will be with? Fir'aun. Allah has mentioned about Fir'aun. And he had kingdoms, sultanates, lands. And that makes a person lose himself enjoy himself, so-called drunken, so-called in the world. And he says silly things from his tongue. He utters such statements in the drunkenness state. Oh, there was such a maqam. And there was a rich person. And he was very famous in a famous place. And he was very wealthy place. And I was sitting, it was Salah time, and I got up. I said, why, where are you going? I said, I'm going to pray Salah. He said, he laughed. I said, oh, let me make you pray here and you'll get a greater reward. He said this to me. Subhanallah. A person so called high status and his taqaddus of where he was finishes. He didn't have no appreciation of Salah. This is the drunkenness of the dunya. This is the enjoyment of the dunya. The third person, the third individual, I'm not going to speak so much. And the third person will also go with that person. Who's the third individual? Haman. This individual was the administrator office of who? His, the same person's. And so the people who do work and etc. There's a group, isn't it, who work, employees. There are groups of people in every sector. And he leaves Salah due to his work. He's not regular in Salah. So Allah Ta'ala opened the department, the individual, in whose line they will send. Allah will say, you did this, didn't you? Oh, I'm working, I'm busy in the world. I've got occupation, an employee. I've got to do this. I've got this task, this duty, this target. Allah says, go with this individual, Haman. And the fourth individual, Ubay ibn Khalaf. This person was a loser. He was a wretched. We've spoken about the times of the prophets. But Ubay ibn Khalaf, he was the total and utter opposer to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We know this individual, a wretched person, dirty person. Imagine his character. That the enemy of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and we are punished with him in Jahannam, in the depths of Jahannam. Why? Because today I didn't protect my salah and pray my salah. Allahu Akbar, if I've got character today, then after today I'll put my fingers in my ears, but I won't leave my salah ever. I won't leave my salah. That's it. Explain to your children, if you've got nothing, that I know that children, they can come out of the control of a person's hand. They don't obey and respect. But at least Allah knows your heart. At least He knows your situation. Fi sudur. Allah Ta'ala knows the hearts, or doesn't He? Isn't it? That what drama are you playing with your children? He's my son, he's this, and she's this, and they're doing this, and he's a qari, and this person, reciter. We should be ashamed in our heart that with Allah, if you have a bit of love for your children, then if you're sincere, you should say you're nothing, you are zero upon zero. Oh, he's got this business, and he's brainy, intellectual. Such planning we do for our children. In their lives, for their lives. I've seen this in the world. You'll have seen this. So much fikr and worry that I'll let him become this and I'll do this and he'll become this and he'll become this wealthy and he'll go to this status and this country and this situation. But do we have fikr and the sincerity they're planning for their salah? This is the hashr. That the enemy of Rasulullah SAW, Ubay ibn Khalaf, when our son is sitting there, or our daughter is sitting there, with all of his status of the world, on that day will realize, and the father will be there first. The father will be there, then the son and the daughter. The people send for an understanding the deen, we need to have some sort of encouragement. And our understanding will go, if I say, oh, you're in paradise, and you're so pious, and you're so beautiful, and you're a good Muslim, and I saw you in a dream, and you were wandering in paradise, this doesn't happen. Here we cry ourselves, and we make others cry as well. Straightforward talk. No games and no licking up to anybody in this gathering. No. I have to speak clear. Please, who want to lick up, want to be licked up to, go to another sheikh, and the sheikh will praise you so much, and you will praise the sheikh so much. That's in another majlis, another gathering. And here, and he will empty your pocket and you will empty his pocket. And he will make you ghawthul adham, and you'll say, look, here's some money, here's some wealth, and spend and consume, and I'll give you more. Make me feel good that I'm forgiven. But that doesn't happen here, brothers. Think about the akhirah. I have to die, you have to die. We all have to die. What are we going to take from this world? What? Now, for example, that if the amal comes today and salutes us, and these three things come in front of us, salah, we'll give the conclusion. Where will we run if we don't have that conclusion? If I'm not regular in salah, yeah? So suddenly the three things will come in front of us if we die today. The darkness, they have these four people not come in front of us? Within a second they can come in front of us. If our hashr takes place soon as we die, it will take place. From this masjid we may slip and pass away. If I've got the amal of salah, then I'm successful. Otherwise it's not far away, the destruction. Brothers, take a breath. Understand the life. If we know today the children are not under our control, qu anfusikum. Okay, we're not steadfast, but at least we're not even trying. We're not even making an effort. The amount we run after our children and worry about their dunya and their world, and we are fikr that our children, what they're going to do, where they're going to earn from, their career path, their ambitions. We make plans and elements for success in the dunya. In the same way, we should worry about our akhirah and their akhirah. That what am I going to do in the hereafter? I reared you. You will be a snake, a scorpion, a serpent for me in the hereafter. I'll go into my grave. And the actions you're going to do in the world. I made effort. I taught you ulum and knowledge. I struggled with you. And tomorrow you'll be a serpent against me in the grave. And you'll commit the sins in the world. And I will get the punishment in the grave. Tell me, is this not the case? Is this not the case? He will sin. And I will be trodden upon in the grave. And if we, alhamdulillah, leave pious children, then they will be doing sujood in the world. And the noor will come to me in the grave. They will be crying to Allah in the world. And the luggage of rahmah will be in my grave. So why isn't this the case? Why do we have liars? Why do we make false palaces and show to people in the world? Open the reality of life in front of yourselves and awaken your reality that false promises, false praising and making, this is all wrong. This is all wrong. This is false. And we need to bring our life onto these hadith and reflect and analyze and measure our lives. What is the hadith saying and where's my life going? What is the hadith saying? Where's my life going? This is a very easy point to understand and implement. This hadith, to be regular in the salah. This is not hard, but we don't have importance for this in our lives. In our lives, is there any importance? Oh, it's okay, I pray sometimes, I don't pray maybe. But regularity, this is the point, the word, the key point in this hadith. The first stage is regularity in salah. Establish salah. So if I don't establish my salah, I will have my punishment with these four people on the Day of Judgment. Allahu Akbar, my brothers. We need to think, reflect, ponder. Let's become people who pray salah in a good way. Let's be regular in our salah. This is the first step. And then all of the other things after that we want to be good and high rank and status and ma'rifah, nearness to Allah. My brothers, listen. Listen, that here the word is regularity in salah, to save from the adab. And then alhamdulillah, as soon as a person is regular in salah through nawafil, dhikr, tazkiyah, and all the means that we mentioned and the company of good people, when we alhamdulillah correct our salah and sparkle our salah, as we do this, then our salah will be elevated. And the higher the salah goes, then the closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will become. And that will be through salah. Through salah, the more the feeling for salah improves. That think every day I've done dhikr, and after dhikr, my salah. What was my feeling? I enjoyed it. I enjoyed my prostration, the recitation of the Quran, and tahajjud. Why do I want to wake up? Because salah is upon salah, and the wafil, the voluntary actions. This is what gives us success then. Isn't it? Then the person doesn't see how much thawab is there, or is there no thawab. He looks at the feeling, because there's love and nearness to Allah. A person who's regular in salah, steadfast in salah, punctual, then when he's in that position, then all of his other actions give him beautiful feelings, emotions, and an increase in character and iman. And then there's nothing that can compare to salah to give success and good feeling. Look at this. The condition of salah, spiritually, I'm speaking spiritually, is that no action can give elevation spiritually more than salah. There is no action that can give higher spiritual elevation than salah. Why? Because salah, the initiation of, where did salah come from? It was on a spiritual day, a spiritual momentous occasion. Where? How did salah come? The Miraj Sharif, the blessed day, night of Miraj, where Rasulullah went to meet his Lord, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave salah. So salah is a spiritual gift, a spiritual action, a spiritual deed, and it's elevated spiritually, and its end is high elevation spiritually. That with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the person's immersed in Allah ta'ala's knowledge and his awareness and Allah's qurb. And we read this, that when a person says Allahu Akbar, Rasulullah, just like a person, for the operation, the anesthetic is given, then you can cut off his knee or his leg or his hand, or operate on his stomach, he's unconscious, the person, because the anesthetist, he's given the injection and the person's unconscious. So you to understand that if you want to be lost in Allah Ta'ala's nearness, then pray salah. May Allah Ta'ala give me the tawfiq and you brothers the tawfiq, that we can understand our salah, the importance of salah, the status of salah, and so that we can improve our salah and be regular in salah. For our children, we should have worry. For our wife, for our children, for our children, for the women, for the brothers, just like for men it's important. Soon as adhan is called, we should run where? Rather, before adhan, we should go where? To the masjids, we should run. Just like the birds, they fly to their nest, we should run. As soon as the salah time is close, run towards the masjid and close the doors of the shops and put the shutters down, and the heart is detached from the world. Then we realize we're in the heights where we're salah. So consider that this happened, that he's become the servant of Allah. Guarantee has been given. He's beloved to Allah, this individual. Salah. In his dream he sees salah. And one person came to me some days ago for dhikr. He did dhikr. He did some of the, I said, how did you feel? What is your condition? He said, Hazrat, nothing. Before, I never used to see dreams, etc. But now I see dream. I said, what dream? What is the vision? He said, whenever I sleep, I just see the masjid in my dream and prostration and salah. I said, then that's it. You are on the path to success. So the dhakir who starts to see the masjid in his dreams, then alhamdulillah, consider his dhikr is first class, top rank. We don't like this. We want to see dreams of the way wali. I want to be Ghawth Pak, Khwaja Moinuddin Chishti in my dream, or I see the prophetism in my dreams. But think here, that what's the most important thing? That the masjid should be visible to you in your dreams and vision. Then you can consider that your dhikr, mashallah, is successful. You're on the path to success. You're progressing. And the spiritual connection first should give us what? Salah. The first was given from the house of Allah, and then from Allah Ta'ala's dhikr. So it starts from the home, doesn't it? Allah Ta'ala's home. So we are in Allah's home with the fadl of Allah, with the grace of Allah, and we reach to Allah's nearness after that. So this is salah. Give it importance. Me and you, we should give it importance. Don't consider it low, minor. Allah's Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has said regularity in salah. What are the punishments if we don't pray? What is the success that salah will give in the hereafter? Don't consider it a minor action. Very important, essential. Just like we men, soon as adhan is called, when it's time for salah, leave everything and go where? To the masjid, towards the masjid, the house of Allah. And for the women, not that the women sit home and just cook the chapatis and make the food and speak and chit-chat. No, for the women, soon as adhan time comes, salah time started in the awwal time, the beginning time, dhuhr, asr, maghrib, first quick time, beginning time, stop all actions, stop all of your business at home, do wudu and pray salah straight away. And we say, don't do any work at that time. Any duty, any task. No shopping, no food, cooking. No, look at the time. Salah started. It's the beginning time. Alhamdulillah, every home, there are timetables hanged or they are published. I will take the timetable home. I think, I take for the family. So, in every masjid, you get a timetable for salah. Get it, don't you? So in every house, there's a timetable stuck up. From every masjid, you can see they're published, printed. What time has salah started? This is the salah, started this time. The sister looks at it, the timetable. 5 minutes before salah, she stops everything. Shopping time and food and duties and tasks, reduce them or adjust them and see in your life the light and the noor, the spring freshness that comes, the solution to everything, jinn and magic and fighting and quarrels and tension in the home. You should have a good salah. That's the first solution to all our problems and issues. May Allah Ta'ala give all of us tawfiq. Ameen.